People are going to give up Christianity. They're going to give up the faith. And the reason why is because of deceit, that it comes from Satan himself. And so he says that here is the evil one, the enemy. He will distort the word of God. He will deceive the very elect, and that he will lead them astray. And part of this context here of apostasy occurs within a moral context, a moral dimension. But he returns to the subject in his second letter to Timothy, and in chapter 3 and verse 1. He says this: "You must understand this, that in the last days distressing times will come." And essentially he says, people will become lovers of themselves. They will become lovers of money, be arrogant. In other words, they will be totally possessed with themselves, the me generation. And so it will be a period of great distress. So here are two passages in which he speaks of the last days, of a massive breakdown of the moral order, the disintegration, so to speak, of the moral life, of those who will leave the Christian faith, and essentially a period of great distress. Now, looking at our world today, I suppose you could argue that what Paul is here teaching to Timothy is very much reflected in our age and in our day. We live in an age of warfare, of conflict, of disasters, of the breakdown of the moral order, a breakdown of the economic order, a breakdown of the political order. If you take my own country, the UK, if you were to use the word banker, what comes to your mind? A bunch of thugs. Who would trust a banker? They're virtually brought a Western capitalist system to its knees because of their greed. A total moral bankruptcy where the marketplace is to be worshipped and the marketplace devoid of morality. Or if you were to say politicians in the UK at this